Blog Talk Radio. The music is staying down, so that means Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, along with Facebook, is now on one accord. So if you hear any feedback, please let me know. If you're watching this live or in a replay, please share it. Since Blog Talk is on now, Facebook, I'm going to have to repeat some stuff, so be patient with me. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser on this day, April 26, 2024. It's a Friday evening, and I'm coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time is our time here, whereas this time now is 9:09 p.m. But anyway, tonight I want to talk about some things that I was just talking with my apostle today, and I said to her, I said, that's something I need to talk about. We was talking about being thankful and being blessed and know when we are blessed and know when it's time to say to God, thank you. See, a lot of times we don't look back over our life. We don't want to look back at things because at the time we did those things, it seemed like a good idea. At the time we was involved in those things, we thought we were doing what we were doing. We figured we knew what was best. When we was out here sitting and crooking and scheming and doing everything else, we really thought we knew what we were doing. But as you get older and you come to the light, you begin to walk in the light. When you come to the life changing situations in your life, you begin to let life change you, some for the better, some for the worse, some stay the same. But I want to say I'm thankful. I'm thankful for God giving me the parents that he gave me. No, I don't want you all to think everything is perfect. No, it wasn't. We stayed, we grew up, we was raised up in the heart of the ghetto on the west side. When I tell you the rats in our neighborhood were big, some of them, we would laugh and say, that rat looked like a dog. That rat was so big. They seemed to be eating better than some of the people in the neighborhood. We know they were living better because they was in our houses. I'm just gonna be honest about it. But we had parents that put a roof over our head and taught us how to protect what we had. If we had a hole, plug it up. We had to clean up. We had to keep things clean to keep rodents out. We had to keep water out the sink to keep roaches out. I mean, let's be honest. Not to be dead, not to be bitten by rats, roaches getting in our ears or up our nose or in our mouth. Just blessed. Because, see, a lot of people don't know how people come up because, see, people want to hide and not talk about the things of the past. When the things of the past help someone out, because one thing you have to understand, there's nothing new under the sun. Something that's happened before happens again. Things that go around comes back around. Not just wardrobe, but life. If you don't communicate and you don't let people know you're not the only one, the enemy will trick them to make them think nobody has gone through this, nobody went through this, so don't say nothing. They'll keep them in a place of shame. So I'm saying all that to say, as I grew up, and me and my sister, our parents made us go to Lucy Flower High School. It was right down the street from my home, plus it was an all-girls school. It's not they didn't trust us. They wanted to make sure that they was accountable, and they made us accountable. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We were girls. And in order for us to be able to go out and do things in school, we had to play sports. That way we got to travel with school teams, whether it was bowling, volleyball, basketball, running track. We had to get into sports so that we can go outside. It came to the park district. Back then, you didn't have to pay for your children to go to the park district, their children to be involved in camp. All you had to do was ask your parents to sign you up and let you go, and you can play sports with them. We was able to go over to the YMCA and join a team, and our coach name was Mr. Tommy. We played volleyball, and we played for the Marillac House. We played for Douglas Park. We didn't just play for Garfield Park. We played for Columbus Park. We went and played. We even played over in Cabrini Green at for the Bird School. We played at Jensen School. We played in the Park District. Wherever they had sports, we went to play because we knew our parents would let us go because they knew how much we loved playing sports. And sometimes, if they had the opportunity, they would show up. And we would have the award ceremony and we would win the trophies and the medals. Our parents would come, and that was our way of proving to them we played sports. I remember we once played volleyball for a church group on division. It was up north. Was that division? It was in LaSalle or Clark. That division is called New Life. We played volleyball for them. And we used to have such a good time. We played for Isham Y. When I say we played sports, we played sports. We was always doing something. And just the places that we went to and had to go through, we not knowing or paying attention to the areas we were around because we were so busy thinking about sports, even going over and playing at the Newberry Center. Over there by off Ashland and Racine, over in that area. We was just going to play sports, not looking at the area we was in because I don't want to just know if you want to say naive or what, but we knew we was just going to play sports. We wouldn't enter stuff like, you know, crazy stuff. Just even when we played at Cabrini Green, when we played over in Rockwell, we played over in Stateway, we played in so many places just playing and meeting new people. I'm saying all I can say is just thinking about it as I'm talking, memories are coming back, and to say, God, we were blessed. Your mercy endured forever. Your mercy covered us. We didn't know. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we was out there fighting or whatever, but God's mercy endured forever. God covered us. The blood of Jesus covered us. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Our mom was always praying for us. Our family was always praying for us. Now, it wasn't just me and Cecilia. There were other children. We had cousins. They was praying for the lineage. Our Seabury, Kaiser, lineage. The Seabury Brown Sinclair. The Kaiser Carter Quarter lineage. They was praying for us. And we just took for granted what God did for us and what God was doing for us. We just took for granted. As we got older, we started going out to different parties. Now, I'm still in high school time. We got older. We became like juniors and seniors, but we were still playing sports. We wanted to go to different school dances. I remember Da Vinci Matter. I remember Daniel Hale. I remember St. Joseph. I remember going to different places that we went to, Hamlin House, the Tupelo. I mean, some of these places we didn't even need to be in, but because we had family members that were bouncers, we could get in because they knew we just wanted to dance, have fun. But I'm just saying, going to these places, not thinking, not knowing. We wasn't old enough to go to the Horizon West. Copper Box 2, Mr. G's, The Taste, but we went. We was, as we say, living our life and having a good time living our life, but we went. And when we stopped to think about it and what we were doing, I remember the dungeon, Candyland, the warehouse. When I think about these places, the people we hung around, that's when we were a little older, but still, I'm just saying the places we went to, the things we done, we weren't supposed to be, but our family trusts us. Okay, we tried to sneak around and do things, but our family trusts us, but our parents knew, you know how kids are, there's a will, there's a way, they're going to find out, or find a way, even though we couldn't stay as long as we wanted to, but we was able to go. But when we went out to a lot of places, our parents would drop us off. Now, they weren't dumb. They weren't stupid. They saw. But they trusted us. We were blessed. They trusted us. You give me your word. You tell me you're going to do this, do that. I'm going to trust you. Only one can mess this trust up is you. But we had enough sense to understand that we didn't want to break the relationship we had with our parents. As we got older and we began to go out to other places. Now, we older. We out of high school. No, let me go back to high school. We're at high school and we're going to different schools to play ball. And sometime we wanted to hang around afterwards. And I had mentioned before we would be walking through the courtyards and different projects or housing areas, and people would be shooting out the window, and we could just see little holes going to the snow. Or if it was grass, different things popping off the ground, and we would be running and laughing. We young, dumb, not thinking, just we having fun. But we would be laughing. Because of the prayers of the righteous, obeyed as much. When we did get older and was out of high school and our parents would let us go out, we would have to use their car. We would ask for their car. And we didn't have no job, but we had a little job where we worked at the Ice and Wire. We got the little checks, and that would be our gas money, our little pocket money. But we were blessed. We didn't have to pay to go into places. Because we knew the DJ, whether it was Farley or it was Derek or whoever it was. It was Chapman, whoever it was. We knew the DJ and we could get in. And we just know that all we had to do was get there. We didn't have an accident. We didn't get ran over. A lot of times we didn't even think not to. We was drinking water and Papa juice. We would leave our drinks on the table. Nobody put none in our drinks. Thank God. We would leave them there with our associates and trust them to watch it. Nobody put none in our drinks. We knew that once we got there, we had to stay together because our parents trust us and we didn't want to break that trust with them. When we tried to do things, we knew if we separated, we had to get back together. We couldn't go home without the other one. Because we left together, we had to come back together. So I'm just saying, just being thankful. I'm still thanking God from the 70s and the 80s because of the things we've done and the things we got into and the things we tried. When we were going to places, people, like, they think they just started to shoot. No, this stuff been going on all the time. But with social media and the news, it's being reported more. But it's been going on all the time, at least in our area. You know, they talk about it all the time. The fighting, going to the project about people's house, fighting and waiting on their front porch for them to show up and say, oh, you want to finish this now? Mind problems, just the things we did. We saw people get shot behind us, in front of us, on the side of us. We hit the floor, we run outside and say, well, when the police come and clear the place out, we're going to go right back in there and we're going to go back to them. Because we was just want to have fun. What Cyndi Lauper said, girls just want to have fun. We want to have fun. Not knowing that we were giving room to the enemy of our soul, but because of the prayers of the righteous, we was covered in the blood. Not understanding that because every time we got with our family and they wanted to have prayer, we would join in, we would sit in, we would listen, we would be a part of the prayer service, that we was allowing God to protect us with a loving heart, saying, God, forgive me, but, you know, God, I'm just, whatever it is, however we try to talk to him, we call ourselves compromising with God, but just knowing that the prayers of the righteous. When we stop and think about how some of our friends that we grew up with isn't here, when we stop and think about one day at school, in grammar school, I'm going back again, God just dropped that in my spirit, where they was fighting and the crossing guard tried to stop it. And one of the students, he was an angry young man, he pulled the gun out and shot the crossing guard. And all she was doing was her job and trying to keep the kids from fighting and get them out the street, across the street. She got shot. When I think about how certain cousins of ours was dating someone and he became famous and he came back to enjoy his family and love on them and show them that he got the sex, but he didn't forget about him. He ended up dead. I'm just saying, I'm not going to say no name. Remember a cousin that she loved her husband so much that him and his friends, because of the drugs they were taking, they murdered her. But because of the decisions that we make, because we want to not accept or turn our back on God and say, God, I'll get with you later. When you sit back and you think of all the days, especially at my age, when you sit back and think of all the days you've been on this earth and all the places you have been, and all the people you have been around and the people you have trusted. Most of them, when your friend, they was like, that statement said, get in where you fit in. They was trying to be with you, be around you, because they figured, long as I could be with them, I would get noticed. Long as I could be with them because of who they family members are, if somebody mess with me, they going to help me. And then therefore, I got protection. Mm-hmm. If I be around them, their mama's always cooking, so I'm going to go over there and I'm going to be able to eat because we're going to have provision.
Mm-hmm.
If I be with them, whatever the situation is and whatever happened, if I ain't got this to wear, that's the way they're going to let me wear this, so they're going to help me fix this up. They're going, because their mama had a sewing machine, and they're going to help me out with fixing this outfit up because they understand that we all want to go out and look good. See, we got to sit back and think about some stuff. Where was our mindset? So we were Wonder Woman, Superwoman, just bullets will bounce off us, or we can put our hand up and stop it. And I don't know what it was we were thinking, but the mindset. mindset. Now, if we was thinking like this, just imagine what the young people are thinking about now. See, I was talking to a cousin today, and I told this cousin, I said, you know, back when we were children growing up, there was a saying that said, kids are to be seen and not heard. When the grown-ups sat down to eat, we had our own table, our own area that the kids sat in because, see, they talked and they didn't want us in their faces. They used to say, looking down their throat. They didn't play that. You didn't have conversations with the adults. He was on their level. They didn't play that. You didn't come up and say, well, girl, let me tell you, the guy, man, let me tell you, no, they didn't play that. But see, nowadays, we see social media shows the parent letting their little child be on Facebook, sassing them out and saying this and saying that, or anything that they want to say out of their mouth, they allow it. And they say, oh, that's so cute. Oh, they're so cute. They act any kind of way. They treat people any kind of way. There's no respect. So, therefore, social media allows us to say whatever we want to say, do whatever we want to do, show whatever we want to show, and feel like it's okay. Because social media has gave me a way out and a way in and a way around to do what I feel I'm big and bad enough to do. When I was 18, well, I'm taking back a little further, I remember one time, 16, I wanted to do something that my parents said no. And I said, I can't wait till I get grown. When I get grown, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When I, as soon as I turn 18, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. My parents just went like, oh, okay, yeah. But right now, you're going to do what I said do. And that's it, that's all. So when I got 18, y'all know what happened. My parents reminded me, hey, you 18 now? I said, yeah, uh-huh. They said, well, suitcase in there in the room. I said, suitcase, yeah, you said when you get grown, you're going to do this and do that. Mm. Y'all, somewhere along the line, I think I had changed my mind. But I'm saying that to say this. If you're not paying no bills, you're not providing nothing for the house, take your headache and go sit down somewhere because that's all you're giving. I've never known a headache to pay a light bill, gas bill, phone bill, put food in the house, pay rent or mortgage, car note, insurance, doctor bill, hospital bill, buy medicine, buy bread, buy milk, or buy anything. All a headache did was get on your nerves and made you get on somebody else's nerves because you didn't want to do nothing to your head. You was hurting so bad you couldn't. Now they worried about you because now you need to have somebody to provide for you. As I rolled up, watching, looking, seeing, being involved in, I had to really come to a conclusion. I don't have nothing in this world. I don't even own the breath in my body. That comes from God. The only thing I have is a will. Because God gave everybody a will. That sign on my wall up there is Joshua 24:15. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, you can't make nobody be saved. You can't make nobody accept God. But what you can do is say, see, in my house, you're going to respect the fact that I said, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Regardless what you feel or what you think, but in my house, my motto is, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You're going to come to the understanding that if you don't know nothing, I do know. That God has been blessing me all my life, from the time I was conceived to the time I was received, and even to the time you seeing me on this Facebook page or hearing me on Blog Talk. We try to sit back and act like we got all the answers, but we don't. We may not even have an answer. But without prayer, we won't get an answer. So you can easily, you know, it was an old saying, so you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. When something or someone is talking to you, when something's being said, whether they're saying it to you or you hear it, the first and only thing you should be doing is praying while the conversation is going on. God may tell you to be quiet, or God may tell you to say something. Depends. But one thing I do know is that when you sit back and you begin to think about everything, the places you've been, the areas you walked in, and if something happened to you or not, did you say, God, what should I get out of this? Some of us have been had to deal with some of us have had to deal with being touched by a family member. Some of us had to deal with date rape. Some of us had to deal with a friend doing something unspeakable, unbearable. Some of us had to deal with spousal abuse, whether you are a man or a woman. Most men won't talk about it. They take it as embarrassing. But even the Bible talks about what being in a house with a brawly woman. Oh, baby Jesus. Some of these women out here, they worse than a grizzly bear. You know, some of us have had to deal with the loss of a child, whether it was our fault or not. Some of us have had to deal with some life-changing, mind-altering, heartbreaking situation, and we don't know where to go. Some of us don't understand the blessings of the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. I remember once our apostle told a family that their daughter was going to be a blessing to them, that their daughter was going to make them millionaires. As she say, God has showed her that in a vision, but he didn't show her how. Now, something happened where they lost their daughter, and their daughter died. And because of her death, they was awarded an award, and they had became billionaires. They didn't want it like that, but the prophecy came true. I remember a time me and my sister would ride our motorcycles. We always say, this is what I love doing. Not knowing that someone was going to take her life with her doing what she loved. But we know she loved riding. We never would have wanted her to leave us like that. But sometimes we lose our loved ones because they went to the war, to fight in the war, to fight in the military, or wherever they have went, or just going to the store just to get some Skittles, a gallon of milk, a candy bar, a bag of chips, because they wanted to get something, or you sent them to the store to get you something, a lunch meat, a pack of cigarettes, or whatever. You sent them to the store and something happened to them, and we don't know that we need to turn to God. Sometimes we don't understand that God says in Deuteronomy 28:6, blessed shall thou be when, let me see here, blessed that thou should be, y'all going out, y'all coming in, and blessed shall thou be when you're going out. We don't understand. Every time I leave the house or a family member leaves the house, I always say, pray before you go out. Pray while you're out. Pray while you're coming in. Because the word of God says, the sin lies at the door. Leave no room to the enemy. Don't let the enemy catch you. My mom used to always say, don't let the enemy ride, because after a while, he'll want to drive. Now, once he gets behind the wheel, you don't know where he will be taking you. You don't know where his will going to be for you. We forget that Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. We have to understand that no matter what we're doing, we must keep God first. We have to keep God first. We have to talk to God about our secrets. Mm. See, a lot of things have happened in families where there's secrets. And people don't understand, the family don't understand, the family member may not even understand, why do I feel this way? Why this? Why that? Sometimes secrets keeps a family or keeps a person from acknowledging or accepting or moving on, especially when that person know who they are. They know other people know who they are, but nobody wants to acknowledge them as who they really are. They want to say they're someone else or they belong somewhere else. Yes. We have secret places that we try to live in and hold other people in. We got to learn how to say, God, I've been a blessing. You are a blessing. I'm thankful for the life you have given me. God, teach me how to let go. We got to get to the place where we say, okay, God, this thing is bothering me. I mean, it's bothering me bad. God, expose it. As Apostle Elect always say, expose it, decode it. God, let it go. Let it be known. Let it out. Especially if it's holding you in, what's the word would I say? Especially if it's holding you in a place of, I don't want to say reconciliation, but I want to say if it's holding you into a place of advancement. You can't advance, or you can't be accepted, or you can't accept the fact that I know they know who I am, but they won't acknowledge. Sometimes we cry out and reach out in the wrong way, and we don't know that it was a better way of doing that because of the anger, of the hurt, or of the misunderstanding, because it doesn't matter if what was said by who, what was said to who, what wasn't said, but because we don't understand the in-depth of the situation, we can't understand why things are happening the way they happen. But we want answers. Time, we don't want to hear what somebody say you did to me. Because, see, if my heart has expanded itself, or if my heart has received an idea that this was done, the first thing I'm going to say, what does that have to do with me, for one? Excuse me, for two, how can I fix this? Or what did I do? Do you see me? Can you understand? Do you know I'm hurting here? Do you know? A lot of times we don't want to accept the fact that our actions causes pains for others. I hope you all understand what I'm saying on tonight. When I say to be blessed and to be thankful, thank God you have an opportunity to straighten something out. Thank God you have an opportunity to understand the fact that some things have happened. I don't care if it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, more years ago, or just yesterday. Some things have happened that came to sight that it needs to be straightened out. When you start getting to the understanding where you know that you know, you say, God, I'm so thankful for all you did and what you're doing right now. You're exposing these things that need to be dealt with, because I need to understand, why is it that I keep feeling this, thinking about this, talking about this, going through this, and nobody else is seeing this? You want me to understand your point of view, but you're not understanding my point of view. Give you a good example. I have a great niece, and she was talking to me one day, and I said, how old are you? She told me. I said, do you know how old I am? She said, no, I told her how old I was. I said, now subtract it. When she subtracted it, I said, how many years? And I said, what's the number? She said, no matter how old you get, baby, I'll always be 42 years older than you. I said, so with that being said, I want you to understand this. No matter how old you get, you will never understand my level, because I'm going to always be telling you, baby, keep on living. It's going to happen to you too. I remember when I was young, and I used to laugh at my granddaddy, because he would always go, and he would always complain about his knees. And my grandfather just said to me one day, baby, keep on living. You're going to experience it too. I was, Baby, after do my knees feel like a hinge that needs some WD-40 on it. I'm just saying. Keep on living. You're going to understand. You come to a point in your life that you need to say, God, I thank you. I'm so thankful. I'm so blessed. Because when I look back over my life and I think about where I grew up at, I think about where I was raised at, I think about the people I was around. I didn't even tell y'all about when I was 23, 24 years old. I was working third shift when I was catching the bus. I was catching the L that time of night. Out going, catching a bus from Holman and Lake to downtown to Clark to get on the Ravenswood bus that was taking me all the way up north to Wilson. And I had to get off the bus and then walk four blocks to my job. Hey, Pastor Tim, how are you? I'm not even talking about that yet. But I'm just saying, when you look back over your life, and you talk about what God has done for you. What, just to walk to the bus stop where I lived and where I grew up at. Hey, everybody in the neighborhood don't like you. Think about it. Still don't like you because of something they heard or something they thought or the way you looked. I ain't always been old. I ain't always had silver hair. I ain't always been heavy. I ain't always had wrinkles. I ain't always had this. But when you think about how God has blessed you, when you think about the prayers of the righteous availeth much, when you think about all the nights your parents had prayed for you, guess what, y'all? We got kids. That's what we should be doing if we ain't. And those of us that are doing it, Now we pray for our kids, our family, our home. Before, we could sleep all day, hang out all night. We didn't think about it. We just figured that happened to other people, not us. But when you come to the understanding that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, you can stand back and sit back and say, God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I understand why they said if I had 10,000 hands, 10,000 tongues, 10,000 feet, I could not praise you, say it, or dance enough to say, God, I thank you. When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I have a testimony. I'm telling you, when you just think of the goodness of the Lord, when you think of the things you've been through. Some of us have been and still are single parents. Some of us have wanted to be a parent. We, y'all, it's so much. I wish I had more time and more people wanted to listen. You all share this video, this service, but I want to just say this to you all. Tonight was just a night I wanted to say, God, I thank you. God, the things you've done. I didn't even get to the middle of the 80s for the times I had the motorcycle accident and my foot got cut off. And at least they put it back on and I got 2 feet to walk with. But y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. If I didn't do nothing but just give my testimony of my life for the rest of my life, I still would have left some out. What you say, Pastor Tim? Thank you, Pastor. I wish you would tag me in when you be ministering so I can support you. But I just want to say I thank you all for taking time out to listen to me tonight, to join in, to just hear what I had to say, because tonight I wanted to tell God thank you. With everything going on in this world, thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing me daily. I repent daily of my sins, because no telling, I may have said some, did some, I may have felt like I was out of order. But just in case, God, forgive me. I want to be saved. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I believe you died on the cross for me and rose again. I thank your Father, God, for sending you to this earth. And I thank you for staying on assignment and die for my sins and everyone else's, even those that didn't accept it or appreciate it. Because I saw a posting on Facebook and I shared it that says, it's best to know Jesus and not need him than to need him and not know him, because there ain't no such thing as stop, drop, and roll in hell. I don't want to be down there burning. I want to be up in heaven. I hate when people say upstairs, because I don't have no upstairs. I want to be up in heaven dancing and praising the Lord. So with that being said, is there anybody on Blog Talk that would like to make a comment on tonight or would like to just say something? The lines are open.
Hello, this is Cecilia. I just want to thank God for my parents. I want to thank them, although they're not here, and I did not get an opportunity to tell them this when they were here on earth. I thank them for not getting a divorce. Thank them for not getting a divorce. I thank God for covering me as I traveled all over the world alone, and he protected me, and he just did so much. I mean, I'm in all of these different cities and all of these different duty assignments, and he protected me. When I was not trying to live for God, I was trying to run and be all I could be, not only in the Army, but in the arms or whoever. So I just thank God he just protected me and blessed me in my ignorance. And I just have so much to thank God for, like you were saying, Minister Sylvia. In order for us to have a program of truly thanksgiving to God, we would have to do it all of our lives, and still wouldn't be enough time to thank him enough for the years, for the nanoseconds, for everything that he's done. We could never thank him enough. So thank you, woman of God, for having a thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, servant.
Thank you so much for your comments, Lord, tonight. And like you said, I thank God that my parents didn't get a divorce. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on tonight on Facebook and or Blog Talk? Okay, I thank God for allowing this service on tonight. It's not so much of just telling people about me. It's so much as telling people that God had to take me out of a comfort zone, and not when I was in a state of mind or, God, I need you right now. I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that, but I'm saying for me. I was having the time of my life when I heard God call me, and I knew I had to answer. When I heard God call me, and I said, yes, Lord. Now, I want to explain, I had to ask God to do me a favor. I'm going to put it like that. I said, God, I hear you, and I say yes. I said, Lord, change my appetite. I said, God, I don't want to go back this time. I don't want to be a backslider. I don't want to be a repeater of repenting. I said, God, this time I'm asking you to change my appetite. And when I started noticing different friends, associates as I call them, God started exposing things to me. See, if you talk to God, God will talk to you. He started showing me things in a dream that happened, but I didn't pay attention. And when he showed me in a dream, I was able to see it from another point of view. And then when I started seeing things, I started hearing things and recognizing things, I was able to say, I got to break that tie. See, we have some soul ties, but when you ask God to change your appetite, God will break it. When I tell you God will break those chains. What that song says, take the chains off my feet so I can dance. Lord, I just want to praise you. When God started changing my appetite, certain places, it's not so much I didn't want to go no more. I look at around where I grew up, I didn't understand growing up. We had neighbors that would come back every now and then, and I would be like, yeah, I left and didn't come back. I wonder why. Why they never wanted to come back? And when they came back, they was getting from over there. I didn't understand it until I moved. When I moved from over there and I started seeing things a different way, I started saying, wow, people really do get a chance to live like this. Everything ain't like that. When I went back, I started saying, wow, I didn't know it wasn't normal to see somebody on the corner. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to say I didn't know. I did not experience that. I was so used to seeing it that when I saw it, I didn't see it. You know what I mean? It was so used to it. It was like a light pole on the corner. You know that pole there. I saw things that I just said became immune to. And when I moved away, I said, I don't have to put up with this no more. Let me go home. Not saying I think I'm better than, I found out it's a better way. I'll never forget where I come from. But I sure appreciate what God took me to and where he's taken me to. And I thank God for changing my appetite. I thank God for giving me a desire to want more. All you got to do is ask them, people. Just ask them. Ask them to take you higher, 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 higher. Take us up higher, Lord. Ask God to take you higher. Ask him. So I said, I'll have to say this. Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Thank you all for joining in. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I thank Pastor Till for tuning in tonight. I thank Sandra Gentry for tuning in tonight. For those of you all that will see this on the live replay, it is. And for those that saw it on the live play, and those that heard it on Blog Talk, please tune in and share it with your friends and family. Tune in with us on Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to hear our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you come back this Monday, please bring your youth so we can talk to the youth about some things and get them to talk with us about what they need answers for, they want answers for. Please tune in at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in on Monday. And I just want to say to you all, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. So good night, everyone. Bye-bye.